We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V.E. Howard.
We're pleased indeed to have you in our great international audience of the International Gospel Hour. And today we continue the discussion of the subject, the second coming of Christ and the millennium. When will Jesus come again? There are those today who are saying that the Lord is coming very soon. I tell you, however, to claim that they know when the Lord will return is to claim knowledge of something that Jesus himself does not know. Listen to the statement in Mark 13, verse 32. Jesus said, "But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not even the angels of heaven, neither the Son, but the Father." Only God the Father knows when Christ will come again. In this text, we are admonished by the Lord to watch, for we know not when he shall come again. We must watch and be prepared for his coming, whether it be today, tomorrow, or a million years from now. In Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, it is revealed that Jesus will return in the like manner as he went away in the clouds. He was taken up in the clouds and was received by the Father. Again, in Revelation 1, 7, it is said that he cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they that pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth, shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. How different from the modern theories you hear today about the coming of Jesus. He's coming in the clouds of heaven, the Bible says, and every eye shall see him. How will he come? It has been taught by some religious leaders that Jesus is already here, and we just don't see him. Charles T. Russell and Judge Rutherford advocated this theory some half century ago. It is still taught today and is a basis for many other related theories about the second advent of Christ. In Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, it is revealed that Jesus will return in like manner as he went away in the clouds, as I read to you a moment ago. He was taken up and the clouds received him. And again, as found in Revelation 1, verse 7. Behold, he cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they that pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth that wail because of him. How different, my friends, from these would-be prophets today, who tell you that Jesus is coming soon, or even some say that he is already here, but you just don't see him. Now, question, why will Jesus come again? What is the purpose of his second coming? The Scriptures speak emphatically on these questions. He is coming to raise the dead. Hear the Apostle in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. It is said, "The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." From the Scripture it is evident that the dead in Christ will rise before the living shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. The dead in Christ shall rise first. That is, those who are still living when the Lord comes will not precede the dead. The dead shall be raised first. Then all together be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. In the air, ladies and gentlemen. Not on this earth, which you so often hear. When this time comes, as referred to in this passage of Scripture, there can be no time for an earthly reign of Christ on earth. One could not possibly get 1,000 years, or even one day, in this time between his second coming and the judgment. When he comes, time will be no more. The day of preparation will have gone forever. When Jesus comes again, not only will the dead in Christ be resurrected, but all the dead will be raised. Christ declared in John 5, verses 28 and 29, and listen carefully, and I say, are you listening? "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. When Jesus comes, he said, all will be raised from the dead, all at the same time. Both the righteous and the unrighteous, the good resurrected unto eternal life, the evil resurrected unto eternal damnation. There is no such thing taught in the Bible as two resurrections, 1,000 years apart. Such a theory is a false theory, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible does not teach that Christ will ever set foot on this old sin-cursed earth again. Yes, he is coming again, but not to this earth. He's come again, but for the living and the dead, who shall together be caught up to meet him in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, the Bible says. Paul declared that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 17. These fantastic ideas about the Lord's return to earth, the restoration of the Jews as a nation, and Christ's reign on earth 1,000 years, are positively false. There is no statement in God's Word that even suggests such arrangements. Such ideas are purely figment of man's imaginations. Many men have taken certain prophetic declarations from the Bible, which have already been fulfilled, and by certain manipulation and interpretations have made honest and sincere people believe these fantastic theories and these ridiculous claims. No. The Lord will never come back to this earth. Yes, He is coming, but on the clouds. And those in Christ shall be caught up to meet Him in the air, not on the earth. Premillennialism affirms that the Jewish nation will be converted and restored instantly when the Lord returns. Then, if that be true, the Lord's return is immediate, and it would mean a miraculous transportation of a nation instantly to the land of Palestine. Such absurd claims would completely nullify the gospel plan of salvation, which our Lord gave to the world as the power of God unto salvation, both to Jews and Gentiles, as you read in Romans 1, verse 16. Such a phenomenal transportation of an entire race of people, a nation of Jews, from all parts of the world, across the seas, separating the continents of the earth, would indeed be a miracle that would make the ancient crossing of the Red Sea, recorded in the Old Testament, look like the crossing of a mud puddle in the middle of a road. Not only is it falsely taught that the Jews will be restored to Palestine and be saved, but it is also propagated that the Lord will come back to earth and reign on earth for 1,000 years. We are told that Christ will be the literal king on a literal throne for 1,000 years. We are told that he will have governors and princes reigning over all parts of the world. You know, the word premillennial, which is so close to the hearts of many people, is not even in the Bible, as I have previously pointed out. The word millennial means 1,000. But I assure you, the Bible teaches nothing about either premillennial or postmillennial reigning of Christ on earth. The false doctrine of premillennialism contends that Christ will return to earth at the beginning of the 1,000-year period of Revelation, chapter 20. It is falsely taught that Christ will begin his reign on David's throne at that time, and the saints will be bodily resurrected from the dead, and they will live and reign with Christ on earth 1,000 years. Read carefully Revelation chapter 20. I shall only have time now just for a brief review, but I ask you to read it in your own home. The first 6 verses in particular. Now, are you listening? There is no thought in this passage or any other passage of the Scripture that even remotely suggests one single part of the doctrine of premillennialism. Revelation 20 does not even mention the second coming of Christ, so peculiar to the millennial theory. 2. The passage does not even mention a reign on earth. 3. There is no mention of a literal throne of David. 4. There is nothing said about Christ on earth. 5, there is no mention of a bodily resurrection. 6, there is no reference to us, Jews or Gentiles, reigning with Christ on earth. Is it not peculiar that these experts on prophecy are so literal in their interpretation of some things and so far removed from literal application of other matters? To illustrate, none of these would-be prophets will accept Revelation 20 literally. Was this a literal key, a literal chain, a literal dragon, a literal bottomless pit, a literal seal? Oh no, one would say, those are not literal. Then why say the 1,000 years is literal? If one is literal, the other is literal. I'm sure that you can see the absurdity of such a false theory. If the chain, the key, the dragon, and the seal are figurative, then they're all figurative. If one is literal, they're all literal. There is no statement of Revelation 20 that even hints that Christ will reign on David's throne or any other throne on this earth. In a address to follow, I will speak on the subject, Christ on David's throne. But now, Revelation 20 has nothing to say about the bodily resurrection of the saints and the reign of the 1,000 years of Christ on earth. Such theories are from men and not from God. Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 20, has a very serious statement, and listen to it carefully. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. If any man shall take away from the words of the prophets of this book, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. The book of Revelation is a book of symbols and signs. Figurative language is used in presenting the great apostasy, the dark ages, the triumph of the everlasting gospel of Christ and the church of the living God, bringing salvation to all men who believe and obey the gospel. This gospel shall be preached until Jesus comes again. When Jesus comes again, He is not coming to establish His kingdom on this earth. His kingdom has already been established. When He comes again, Christ the Son of God will deliver His kingdom to God the Father. That will be the end. Hear the apostle as he said, and I ask you to listen carefully. Are you listening? Then cometh the end, when He shall deliver up the kingdom to God, even the Father, and when He shall have abolished all rule and all authority and power. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 24. That will be the end, when Jesus will deliver the kingdom back to God the Father. Where will your soul spend eternity? What will be your end? After death cometh the judgment. Death, the resurrection, and judgment, eternal life, eternal condemnation, are as certain as life itself. The second coming of Christ, the judgment, are as certain as death. Today we live. Tomorrow we may die. But someday we shall stand in the august presence of an almighty God to give an account of our conduct of life upon this earth, now while we live, now and for eternity. Where will your soul spend eternity? Listen to these words of inspiration in Hebrews 9:27. And inasmuch as it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this cometh the judgment.